Thank you very much for that kind and generous gift, Mr. President. Yeah. I have been assured that I can hit it as hard as I want, and it will stay together. So there's a lot of people around here who have been given similar assurances about military equipment. But the test will come very shortly. Colleagues, from its inception, NATO has never been an exclusive organisation. From 12 original countries, we enlarged successively to 14, then to 15, to 16, and then in 1999 to 19. And NATO's door is still open. In 1999, NATO leaders set up a membership action plan to assist countries across Europe to prepare for eventual membership. Aspirant countries have been working hard to modernise and to reform their armed forces and to meet NATO's very high standards on values, the rule of law and robust democratic institutions. All aspirants have been faced with tough and difficult decisions, and it's a reflection of their political determination to join NATO that they have met this challenge. In June last year, NATO leaders announced their intention to issue further invitations to join the alliance. And since then, we've been working to ensure that NATO itself is ready to enlarge. As a result of a comprehensive internal reform process, an organisation designed originally for 12 members will now be ready to operate as effectively with over twice that number. We can therefore say with complete confidence that this round of enlargement will maintain and increase NATO's strength and its cohesion and vitality as well, and that it is not directed against the security interests of any partner state. You've recently received a comprehensive report on the enlargement process, and today we decide on further invitations to countries to begin accession talks. This is a crucially important decision where consensus among allies has emerged gradually over the last few months, and I believe that consensus has now been reached. I therefore put it to the heads and state of government of NATO, meeting here in the North Atlantic Council, that we invite to accession talks with NATO the following nations: Bulgaria, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Slovakia, and Slovenia. I take it that this is agreed. Thank you very much. The Council has so decided.